Classic Hits 4CA. It's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
It's great to be with you for another edition. Thanks for being with me. A big hour coming up. New South Wales, in a couple of weeks' time, will soon be celebrating its Freedom Day. Freedom Day is being brought forward, it seems, because the vaccination rates in New South Wales are ahead of schedule. How good for New South Wales. And what a contrast it is to Queensland. We have absolutely no roadmap, no light at the end of the tunnel, particularly for our tourism industry, and we'll be covering that on today's show. Where is the plan? Where is our target so that we know that all of this hassle, all of these border closures, all of the vaccinations, it's all worth it and we're all working towards something. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, if your counterpart in New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, can put forward a plan in the middle of continuing crazy, crazy numbers, crazy infectious rates still going on down there in New South Wales, if your counterpart can do that in the middle of a crisis down there, surely we can get one out of the Queensland government so that we all know where we're headed and why we've been through the pain and the confusion and the isolation that we have been going through now for over 20 months' time. We're going to cover that topic from a couple of angles. I chat to the Yarrabah Mayor about the very low vaccination rates on Indigenous communities. That's a big concern for any plans to open up, no doubt. We have a chat to Michael Nelson for the perspective of the tourism industry. For something very, very different, something very non-COVID, I also have a chat to a university researcher who's talking about flying cars. Yes, you heard me right. Flying cars, they are a thing, and they will be with us in the next 10 or 15 years. Very exciting chat. Let's get stuck into it.